السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. My dear brother and sister in Islam, a thought came to me after many situation and many emails, and I'm watching my journey in my life, and I remember Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam when he said إنما الأعمال بالنيات, the action is according to your niyyah. And I was watching Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam when he emphasized about the state of the heart, and I'm watching the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when he said to mankind, you will not receive except what you're looking for. And when I watch, I'm listening to myself and reflect over my life, and all of a sudden it hit me. What's happening to us? And I see the cycle exactly the same, nothing change. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us. With His rahmah, He guide us. He give us a chance of guidance. And He give us the complete comprehensive message. And He make us aware. And after that, our nafs, our disease of the heart, our dunya perspective is overwhelming us. But when you look to the message and the message of Islam, if you are a normal human being, you have to start loving Allah. Love Allah and love Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, love the mu'mineen, and willing to do anything for the cause. But what happens if the reality of relationship between you and Allah is not exist? You're still a coward abd. Listen to me carefully. You're still a coward abd. But even you're not a coward abd, no. You are a coward abd part-time. Mushrik, most of the time. Kafir, sometime. And fluctuate. It fluctuates up and down. Why? Because again, this is my message of today. The reality of relationship between you and whom you love is not true. Is not true. You have no love of Allah. You have no relationship with Allah. By this way, the ritual, you do it, duty. Dhikrullah, you do it, if you feel like it. Good deed, if you like it. And all of a sudden, the major priority in your life, to your job, to your nafs, to what you like, what you dislike, and everything to do about your nafs and your life. And once Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala trial you with hardship, you beg Allah and you crying and coming back, not because you love Allah, because you want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to support you and uplift you in the hardship and make it easy for you. Or the big musibah will come when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened the door of dunya and you feel so content with your dunya. I do not need Allah anymore. Astaghfirullah al-Azim. Unless Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala love you and He give you trial of disease or a situation or terrible things, and now you cry again to Him. My dear brother and sister in Islam, one scholar, he said, and this is a scholar, okay, an explanation. He said, people are three, and sometimes four. Servant, but he didn't want to be a servant. And he rebellious against his master. This is a kuffar and munafiqeen. And a servant, he want to be a servant, but his nafs is high, his arrogance and ego is high, and he has no relationship with his master. He believe in his master, but he cannot obey him all the time. He cannot be good for him. He cannot really, because he doesn't care about the relationship. By this way, he obeys some command and some order, just to let him go by and still be a servant, and he will not get the anger of his master. This is a coward, abd. Hopefully, some of us to be among them. And after that, you have the another abd who try to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or his master. He believe in his master and he want to obey him with some relationship. And this is another some. And now the elite of the elite, the one who discover the bounty of the master, the quality of the master, and they feel love, they feel in love with the master, they love him. And they thank him for his gratitude to give them a chance with all this knowledge and all this bounty. And they serve him to serve. They serve him to be kind to him because he wants to show gratitude and thanks. And they want to show their love to him, to pleasing him. And in the middle of that, they living also to honor the covenant they have with him by carrying the message he give it to them and work hard to continue the covenant, work for the covenant and to pleasing their. My dear brother and sister in Islam, I see that even between husband and wife, brother and sister in Islam, look at us. Look at our relationship with us. Well, look at our relationship with Allah. And I want you to reflect. Are you in the edge every time you cry for when Allah give you musibah? Or you value the message? You value and honor what Allah give you. You live this bounty of honor the message and honor the quality Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you and the message he give you. And in meantime, you work so hard to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to generate this beautiful relationship between you and Allah, because you love Allah and you want to show appreciation and gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By this way, you serve of love, you serve of gratitude, you serve for honor, you serve to honor yourself, you serve to be good to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My dear brother and sister in Islam, I do not know what to tell you. Either we have a relationship or we do not have a relationship. This is reflect in your ubudiyya, your dhikrullah, the quality time between you and Allah, the love to spend some time for sabilillah, the love to be for Allah, the love to serve Allah, the love to serve the cause of Allah, the hurry and love to serve Allah and His cause, to elevate His name. This is either you have it or you don't. Look to your priority in your heart. Look to the priority of your feeling. Look in the priority of things. Imagine when you're stingy against yourself, not against anybody. When you fail the love of Allah, you think you can love anybody else? My dear brother and sister in Islam, our love is fake. Our real love is fake, is not real love. Love is serve, is show gratitude, to be kind, to value. And if this happen, it reflects in your behavior, in the way you're spending your time, your thought, your feeling, your money, everything. My dear brother and sister in Islam, I see it. I see it. And once dunya arrive, astaghfirullah al-azim, bye-bye Allah. And Allah, it becoming astaghfirullah al-azim, like, I give you something, what do you want? Take this, I did this. My dear brother and sister in Islam, this journey is very easy for those Allah make it easy for them, and very difficult for those who Allah make it difficult for him, for them. May Allah make it easy for us and give us the truest relationship with Allah, because Allah, He deserved to be loved. He deserved to be honored. He deserved to be honored in His own command. And it is an honor for me to work for Allah. is honor to elevate Allah, is honor to elevate the name of Allah, is honor to please Allah, is honor to love Allah. I need it. I need it more than anybody else. I need it more than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah do not need my love. I need His love. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us able to see the truth and follow it, and see the false and get away from it. My dear brothers, Islam is a state of the heart. Is a state of the heart, and who's aware about the state of the heart? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We can play game with each other, but we cannot play game with Allah. We cannot. By this way, please, my brother in Islam and sister in Islam, check your heart. Check whom you love, whom you're thinking about it, whom you want to please, and why. Think carefully and reflect who you are to Allah, who Allah to you, what do you want, what you're living for. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us, before we die, at this moment, we wish to have a beautiful relationship with Allah. We wish, but we cannot come back. This topic is big and deep. I see it all over, because we fail the reality of the relationship with Allah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.